The Republican National Convention got underway yesterday with former president and now official Republican nominee Donald Trump picking Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. And joining us now with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. But Vance, he was an anti-Trump to start his political relationships with the former president. He's young. He's conservative. He's from a big state. Right now, he's really loyal to Trump. So we'll see how that plays out.
So as you mentioned, there are some negatives for Vance. Most prominent right now was his previous criticisms of Donald Trump, which were very heated.
It were. He said he didn't understand and so forth. But as he watched his term in office, he gained to support him. The negatives the Democrats might use at him is during the Trump fight for the Electoral College, Vance, who was not a senator at that time, asked Pence, who was vice president, to at least debate the question, but Pence, rightfully so, did not. But he's working hard now for Trump, and we'll see how it plays out. For me, and I've said this since January, for Trump to win, he needs independent voters, and most specifically, independent women. Vance might help him in some of those belt states, but I think it's still an uphill battle. The big issue with the Democrats is going to be abortion, and Vance is a Catholic. It's unfortunate so many bishops, including our own cardinal, has been very weak about speaking on abortion.
So now we, of course, got Vance and Harris, who are the VP nominees.
Not only the VP candidates, but the people will be looking for 2028 because it might be Vance against Harris in 2028 because at that point, Biden and Trump couldn't run.
Now, how would you say? Now, the Biden campaign is still the president has already started campaigning today. And how do you think he's going to kind of try to counter this announcement? Or what do you think this means for the Biden campaign?
Well, it means, they're going to supposed to tone down the rhetoric on both sides. Some of the comments at last night's Republican convention went that way. And Biden said something Saturday that today he rejected as making a mistake. I don't think politicians, Dan, can turn it down because that's not their nature.
All right, so we'll continue to watch what happens until the debate, the convention will wrap up on Thursday.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. That's WATD political analyst John Creed.